The proposed measure, if enacted into law, would require the Department of Land and Natural Resources to maintain public hunting areas on state land and replace land that is fenced off for conservation purposes on an acre-for-acre basis. Representative Cindy Evans, chair of the House Water and Land Committee, introduced the bill.
The hunters have approached me. They have concerns about game management, some decisions that may come in the future because we're talking about invasive species, we're talking about reforestation, the rain follows the forest, we talk about development, we talk about land use patterns. They don't want to be forgotten. They really want to be a big part of the discussion.
Evans says hunters are not organized like other groups, but want their voices heard. A number of environmental and conservation groups oppose the bill, but Maui Ranch owner Brandon Baltazar, who has hunted game all his life, says providing hunter access is a big part of the solution.
Some of the indiscriminate hunters that jump in the fence and hunting at night and breaking gates and washing carcasses in our water troughs and things like that, they have no place else to hunt. So it's creating a problem for the ranches.
Baltazar says hunters control invasive animal populations and are a critical part of the conservation equation. House Speaker Joe Suki, also from Maui, says interested parties from throughout the state must come together to resolve this issue, and he would like to start on the Valley Isle.
I believe we got about 7,000 to 10,000 excess deer. But the problem is made worse by the fact that it goes into private land where you cannot have the hunters going into private land. So they're still trying to coordinate that situation. But the cute deers are becoming a pest.
DLNR, meanwhile, is requesting $750,000 next year to fund 3 state hunting coordinator positions to work with private landowners and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which is in the process of designating critical wildlife habitats.
On Oahu, because of some land purchases in the last 10 years, we've actually increased to pig hunters the number of acreage by about 10,000 acres on Oahu. So this is the kind of goal for us going forward to do something very similar on each island. We need the proper personnel to do that.
Isla says the 3 new hires would also update current state game management plans. Representative Evans says she attended a national conference on hunting legislation, which is an area of growing concern in a number of states.
This is the first year in history that more people live in urban environment versus rural environment. So what's happening is urban people don't understand the culture and the value of what is currently happening in rural America, and that is passing on their heritage and their lifestyle of hunting to the next generation.
The measure to prohibit reduction of state hunting lands is currently at the House Finance Committee for consideration. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.